Manx customs duties were 1/14th, a fraction of what you would pay to take them into England. And of course, what happened afterwards was that the merchants, all of whom came to live here, they broke the big parcels of rum and tea down into small units. They were trundled by horse and cart to these coves, and they were shipped across to England, Ireland and Scotland under cover of darkness, and thereby defrauding the British government of enormous amounts of money. And it was calculated that in the early 1760s, it was the equivalent of £100 million a year in today's money we were defrauding them of. So obviously that couldn't continue.